Just a review of some of the halachot included yesterday in the shiur. These are halachot that are based on halachot Shabbat, Siman, Shin Yud Dalet, Shin Yud Zayin, Shin Chafet. Few questions that we had that we came to conclusions. The first question was regarding using a plunger on Shabbat in order to unstuff a clogged sink or a toilet that got clogged up as well. The consensus between Hacham Avadya Alav Shalom and Hacham Ben Sion both hold that it is a problem to use a plunger in order to unclog a stuffed pipe. Hacham Ben Sion implies that it could be even Isu de Oraita, which is boneh, because these things are attached to the house. So it's in the ground. Things that are attached to the ground is subject to boneh. Hacham Ben Sion, alav shalom, just says that in a case where it's in the bathroom, Shabbat, Kabod, they need to use the facilities, he allows you to be lenient, to tell a goy in order to unclog it. Even though it's Yisud Doraita, but he's lenient with Amiral La'akum and Kom Tsa'ad, and it is what to rely on that opinion. That is the halakha. The second conclusion we had was regarding a pair of socks that one forgot to separate them before Shabbat, and they have that, you know, that string that the company puts to connect them together, or a pair of mittens or gloves that has like a tag, a plastic tag or a string that just holds them together, and you want to just rip them apart in order to wear them. Shemirat Shabbat Kilcheta says that that's permissible. You're not making the socks. You're not making a keli. The socks already were made. That the string is just to hold them together so they don't get lost or scattered. So where they sell them, but it's not a tikkun in the actual sock or mitten. Therefore, he allows to actually tear them, rip them apart on Shabbat. He also talks about a case, the Shemirat Shabbat Kilcheta, of a new shirt that a person buys, and they have the pins, you know, in the collar and in the sleeves there to hold the shirt in place in order that it doesn't get creased. So he says a new shirt on Shabbat, it'd be permissible to take out those pins on Shabbat to wear the new shirt. You're not finishing the garment. The garment is actually totally finished. You're just taking away those pins that are just holding it in place. And therefore he says it's mutar. The last case that we discussed is putting shoelaces in a shoe on Shabbat. Here the consensus of the poskim, Hacham Ben Sion, Menuchat Tahava, they both hold that it makes a difference whether it's a new shoe or it's an old shoe. It means a new shoe that was never laced before, so you're making the shoe. You're making it viable. Mitaken mana. Therefore they say to lace a new shoe that wasn't laced before is going to be asur on Shabbat. However, if it's an old shoe and it was laced, now you want to just change the laces, or the laces broke and you want to put new laces on an old shoe, since the shoe is already used, so therefore you're not making, you're not finishing it. It was finished already, you wore it already. So therefore the consensus again would be mutar to put new laces on an old shoe on Shabbat.